Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
Shalom. This is Harriet and I will be your reader today. This Monday, the 25th of March or the 15th of Adar the 2nd. On the Hebrew calendar. Today we have Shushan Purim in Jerusalem, and that's because today in history, the Jews in the capital Shushan, they feast and rejoice for the victory over their enemies. We can read about that in Esther 9:18. But the Jews who were in Susa assembled on the 13th and the 14th of the same month, and they rested on the 15th day and made it a day of feasting and rejoicing. The prophet Ezekiel receives one of seven prophecies today, nearly all dated against Egypt. Ezekiel 32:7, in the 12th year, on the 15th of the 12th month, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, wail for the hordes of Egypt. This week we are in a parasha called Tzav, which means command. And the scripture reading today from the Torah will be Leviticus or Vayikra 6, 8 through 18. But if you have a Bible that has the Hebrew verse counting, like the one we read from, the Tree of Life version, then it would be Leviticus chapter 6, verse 1 through 11. Then we have a second reading also from the Torah today, from Exodus or Shemot chapter 17, verse 8 through verse 16. And that is because everywhere else Purim was celebrated yesterday, but in the capital, in the times past in the book of Esther, the capital of Shushan had 2 days of Purim. So we will read a little bit about the Purim still in Exodus. Now, before we start the scripture readings, let's bless and thank the Lord for giving us his word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel, and to all peoples, through his Son, Yeshua the Mashiach, our Master. So let's start in Leviticus. The Lord spoke to Moshe, saying, Command Aharon and his sons, saying, This is the Torah of the burnt offering. The burnt offering should remain on the hearth atop the altar all night until the morning, while the fire of the altar is kept burning on it. The Kohen is to put on his linen garment with his linen undergarments on his body. He is to remove the fat ashes from where the fire has consumed the burnt offering on the altar and put them beside the altar. Then he is to take off his garments, put on other ones, and carry the ashes outside the camp to a clean place. The fire on the altar is to be kept burning on it. It must not go out. Each morning the Kohen is to burn wood on it, laying the burnt offering in order upon it, and burning up as smoke the fat of the fellowship offerings. Fire is to be kept burning on the altar continually. It must not go out. Now this is the Torah of the grain offering. Aharon's sons are to offer to it to Adonai in front of the altar. So he is to lift up from it his handful of the fine flour of the grain offering, with some of its oil, and all the frankincense which is on the grain offering, and burn it up as smoke on the altar for a soothing aroma, as its memorial portion to the Lord. Then what is left from it, Aharon and his sons are to eat. It is to be eaten as matzah in a holy place, in the courtyard of the tent of meeting. It must not be baked with chametz. I have given it as their portion of my offerings made by fire. It is most holy, like the sin offering and like the trespass offering. Every male among the children of Aaron may eat it as their portion forever throughout your generations from the offerings of the Lord made by fire. Whoever touches them will become holy. That was Leviticus or Vayikra 6:1-11. Now our second portion from the Torah readings today will be Exodus or Shmot 17:8-16. Then the Amalekites came and fought with Israel at Rephidim. Moshe said to Yehoshua, "Choose men, go out and fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." So Yehoshua did as Moshe said and fought the Amalekites, while Moshe, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. When Moshe held up his hand, Israel prevailed. But when he let down his hand, the Amalekites prevailed. Moshe's hands grew heavy, so they took a stone, put it under him, and he sat down. Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on each side. So his hands were steady until the sun went down. So Yehoshua overpowered the Amalekites and his army with the edge of the sword. The Lord said to Moshe, "Write this for a memorial in the book, and rehearse it in the hearing of Yehoshua, for I will utterly blot out the memory of the Amalekites from under heaven." Then Moshe built an altar and called the name of it the Lord Nissi. Then he said, "By the hand upon the throne of the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation." And that scripture reading was because of the war with the Jewish people during the time of Esther. So now we have come to our portion from the prophets, and we will read Isaiah or Yeshayahu chapter 10. "Oy to those enacting unjust decrees or recording corrupt legislation, to deprive the helpless of justice and rob the rights of the poor of my people, so that widows may be their spoil and orphans their prey. What will you do in the day of visitation, when desolation comes from afar? To whom will you flee for help? Where will you leave your wealth? One can only crouch among the captives or collapse among the slain. For all this his anger is not turned away, yet his hand is still outstretched. Oy to Assyria, the rod of my anger. The club in their hand is my indignation. I am sending it against an ungodly nation, and against the people of my fury I am commissioning it, to take spoil and plunder, to trample them down like mud in the streets. Yet that is not what Assyria intends, nor is that what he is thinking about. Rather, his heart is to destroy and to cut down nations, only a few. For he says, 'Aren't all my princes kings? Isn't Kalno like Carchemish? Isn't Hamat like Arpad? Isn't Shomron like Damascus? as my hand has reached the kingdoms of the idols, with more graven images than Jerusalem and Shomron, as I have done to Shomron and her idols, won't I also do to Jerusalem and her idols? Therefore it will come to pass, when the Lord finishes all his works on Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, I will punish the fruit of the arrogant heart of the king of Assyria and the glorifying of his haughty eyes. For he said, by the strength of my own hand I've done it, and my own wisdom, for I am shrewd. I abolished the borders of peoples and plundered their treasures. As a mighty one I cast down inhabitants. My hand found the riches of the peoples as a nest, like gathering forsaken eggs. I have gathered the entire earth. Not a wing fluttered, not a beak open and chirped. Should the axe boast against the one who chops with it? Should the saw magnify itself against the one who wields it? It would be like a rod waving the one who lifts it, or like a staff hoisting up the one who is not wood. Therefore will the Lord Tzvaot, send leanness among his fat ones. Under its glory he will kindle a burning like a blazing fire. So the light of Israel will become a fire, and its Holy One a flame. He will burn and consume its thorns and briars in one day. Both the glory of his forest and his fruitful field he will consume, both soul and body. It will be like a sick man wasting away. The remnant of the trees of his forest will be so few a child could record them. Yet it will come about in that day that the remnant of Israel, those of the house of Yaakov who escaped, will never again depend on the one who struck them down, but it will depend on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. A remnant will return, even the remnant of Yaakov, to the mighty God. For though your people, O Israel, be as the sand of the sea, only a remnant of them will return. Destruction has been decreed, justice overflows, for a complete destruction, as decreed, will the Lord Elohei Tzvaot make throughout the whole land. Therefore thus says the Lord Elohei Tzvaot, O my people dwelling in Zion, don't be afraid of Assyria, though he strike you with a war club and lift up his rod against you, as Mitzrayim did. For in a very little while my indignation against you will be spent, and my anger will turn to their destruction. The Lord Tzvaot will stir up against him a scorch, as in the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. As his staff was over the sea, so he will lift it up, as he did in Mitzrayim. In that day his burden will be taken off your shoulders, and his yoke off your neck. Indeed, the yoke will be broken because of fatness. He has come to Ayat and passed through Migron. At Michmas he deposited his supplies. They have crossed over the pass. They have taken up lodging at Geba. Rama is terrified. Givat Shaul has fled. Shriek your cry, daughter of Galim. Listen, O Laish, O poor Anatot. Madmena has fled. The inhabitants of Gevim take cover. This very day he will halt at Nob. He shakes his fist at the mountain of the daughter of Zion, the hill of Jerusalem. Behold, the Lord Tzvaot, will lop off the branches with terror. So the tall ones will be cut down and the lofty ones laid low. Yes, he will hack down the thickets of the forest with iron, and Lebanon with its majesty will fall. That was Isaiah chapter 10. Now we have our portion from the writings, and we will read Psalm 148. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the highest, praise him all his angels, Praise him, all his armies. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all stars of light. Praise him, highest heavens and waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. He made a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, sea monsters and all depths, fire and hail, snow and vapor, storm wind doing his bidding, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, crawling things and winged birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people, a praise for all his kedushim, for the children of Israel, a people near to him. Hallelujah. That was Psalm or Tehillim 148. And now we have our last scripture reading from the apostolic writings, and we will read Acts chapter 15. Now, some men coming down from Judea were teaching the brothers, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moshe, you cannot be saved. When Shaul and Barnabas had a big argument and debate with them, the brothers appointed Shaul and Barnabas with some others from among them to go up to Jerusalem to the emissaries and elders about this issue. So they were sent on their way by the Antioch community. They were passing through both Phoenicia and Shomron, describing in detail the conversion of the Gentiles, and they were bringing great joy to all the brothers and sisters. When they arrived in Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the community and the emissaries and the elders. They reported all that God had done in helping them. But some belonging to the party of the Pharisees who had believed stood up saying, "It is necessary to circumcise them and to command them to keep the Torah of Moshe." The emissaries and elders were gathered together to examine this issue. After much debate, Kepha stood up and said among them, "Brothers, you know that in the early days God chose from among you that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the message of the good news and believe. And God, who knows the heart, testified to them by giving them the Ruach HaKodesh, just as he also did for us. He made no distinction between us and them, purifying their hearts through faith. Why then do you put God to the test by putting a yoke on the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we have been able to bear? But instead, we believe that we are saved through the grace of the Lord Yeshua, in the same way as they are." Then the whole group became silent and were listening to Barnabas and Shaul as they were describing in detail all the signs and wonders God had done through them among the Gentiles. After they finished speaking, Yaakov answered, "Brothers, listen to me. Shimon has described how God first showed his concern by taking from the Gentiles a people for his name. The words of the prophets agree, as it is written, 'After this I will return and rebuild the fallen tabernacle of David. I will rebuild its ruins, and I will restore it, so that the rest of humanity may seek the Lord, namely all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who makes these things known from of old.' Therefore, I judged not to trouble those from among the Gentiles who are turning to God, but to write to them to abstain from the contamination of idols and from sexual immorality, and from what is strangled, and from blood. For Moshe from ancient generations has had in every city those who proclaim him, since he is read in all the synagogues every Shabbat. Then it seemed good to the emissaries and elders with the whole community to choose men from among themselves to send to Antioch with Shaul and Barnabas. They sent Yehuda, also called Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brethren, and this letter along with them. The emissaries and the elders, your brothers, to the Gentile brothers of Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia, greetings. Since we have heard that some from among us have troubled you with words disturbing to your souls, although we gave them no such authorization, it seemed good to us, having come to one accord, to select men to send to you with our beloved Barnabas and Shaul, men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Yeshua the Mashiach. We therefore have sent to you Yehuda and Silas, who themselves will report to you the same things by word of mouth. It seemed good to the Ruach HaKodesh and to us not to place on you any greater burden than these essentials, that you abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality. By keeping away from these things, you will do well. Shalom. So when they were sent off, they went down to Antioch, and when they had gathered the whole group together, they delivered the letter. The people read it and rejoiced over its encouragement. Yehuda and Silas, prophets themselves, encouraged the brothers and sisters with a long message and strengthened them. After spending some time there, they were sent off with Shalom by the brothers and sisters to those who had sent them. But Shaul and Barnabas remained in Antioch, teaching and proclaiming the word of the Lord with many others. After some days, Paul, or Shaul, said to Barnabas, "Let's return and visit the brothers and sisters in every city where we have proclaimed the word of the Lord to see how they are." Barnabas was planning to take along Yohanan, called Mark, but Shaul was insisting that they shouldn't take him along, the one who had deserted them in Pamphylia, not accompanying them in the work. A sharp disagreement took place so that they split off from one another. Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus, but Shaul selected Silas and went out, being entrusted by the brothers and sisters to the gracious care of the Lord. He went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the communities. That was Acts chapter 15. And for those of you who are reading through the apostolic writings twice this year, today you would also read Revelation chapter 9. Revelation chapter 9. This has been Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I pray that the Word of God will speak to you today, encourage you and strengthen you. For now, Shalom from Israel. Until next time.